Israeli forces have backed off from the compound of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, but there's no end in sight to the stalemate in the Middle East. In a moment, an interview about the Middle East conflict with Sari Nusseibeh, the Palestinian Authority's chief diplomatic spokesman. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak is visiting the United States. Yesterday I asked him what is needed to make peace in the Middle East.
I believe we have to see a change, a transformation in the Palestinian leadership. You know, we gave them a great opportunity that they missed at Camp David when Clinton and myself were ready to offer a Palestinian independent state in exchange for end of conflict. But now Palestinians should concentrate the security issues in one hand and crash on Hamas and Islamic Jihad. They should establish much more transparent and accountable institutions, and they should elevate Mr. Arafat to a symbolic presidential role with no executive authority.
Do you agree with the strategy Prime Minister Sharon has carried out? Would you have done anything differently if you had defeated him?
I would stand firm and struggle against terror the same way, basically, maybe with somewhat more emphasis on doing it only against the Palestinian terror, not against the Palestinian people. But beyond this, I think that there are two other pillars for the strategy. One is an open door for resumption of negotiations at any moment with no precondition beyond the full absence of violence. The second pillar is I would launch immediately a crash program to disengage ourselves from the Palestinians according to demographic line, establishing a fence with sensors and forces along it, and hopefully at certain point a different Palestinian leadership will emerge.
How does the prospect of U.S. military action in Iraq affect the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
First of all, I believe that an action against Iraq will have to take place. You know, of course, the debate is important here, and the UN Security Council resolution is important if it's clearly enough signal to Saddam Hussein that he has to, it's about action, not about rhetoric. But ultimately, it won't work, since if the inspection standards that will be set will be effective enough to impose upon Saddam Hussein disarming himself from non-conventional capabilities, he will not comply with it. And if he will comply, it means that somehow the standards fell short of being able to impose it upon him. Now, some people argue that it's better to solve, first of all, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but I don't believe that it's practical. We should wait until Saddam Hussein is removed and only then move on, maybe under better conditions, to go ahead with a solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
And if Iraq orders missile attacks on Israeli cities as it did in 1991, should Israel retaliate?
Yeah, Israel should be ready and make it clear that it will respond if it will be hit. But I think that the situation is slightly different. First of all, he has very few residual launching capability. He had many biological and chemical weapons, but he has to launch them toward Israel. But we are trying to prepare ourselves to do that in a proper way, and I believe that a lot of thought is invested here in the Pentagon about how to minimize the risk that Saddam Hussein will be able ultimately to execute this kind of non-conventional attack. But if we will be attacked and hit, I strongly believe that we will respond.
Ehud Barak, the former Prime Minister of Israel. I also spoke yesterday to Sari Nusseibeh, the Palestinian Authority's chief diplomatic spokesman. He says the deal on the table when Barak was in office 2 years ago was so close to success that he believes peace is possible.
There is probably a good chance that if the leaderships on both sides, with the help of the United States, once again try to sit down to the negotiating table, that this time, in fact, they will be able to make it right to the end in a way they weren't able to before.
There's a debate among Palestinians about Yasser Arafat's role in that leadership. Where is that debate leading, do you think?
I think this is an entirely Palestinian debate. We must remember that Yasser Arafat is an elected leader of the Palestinian people, just as on the Israeli side, Sharon is the elected leader of the Israeli people. And I think it is with these two leaders that the United States must work in order to try and get the two sides back to the negotiating table.
So you don't believe that any Israeli pressure to remove Chairman Arafat would work?
Definitely not. I think it's been shown actually to be totally counterproductive the debate within Palestinian society and the Palestinian Authority, all of this debate was thrown out of the window as soon as the Israelis attacked and put Mr. Arafat under siege.
Is there also a debate about the tactics Palestinians should employ to achieve a Palestinian state?
Absolutely. I think more and more people now are saying that it is a total mistake to resort to the use of military means, that we should focus on negotiations. And I think there's certainly a debate about the unfortunate suicide bombings that some Palestinians have gone in for, because these have also been extremely counterproductive, but also questionable in the sense that they're not at all ways or means that either as Palestinians we should be using or as Muslims we should be using. There's certainly a debate about this and about the need actually to have a political vision and to get down to the business of finding an exit from this situation, which is both for us, the Palestinians, as well as for the Israelis, a dead end.
How does the prospect of U.S. military action against Iraq affect the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and efforts to revive the peace process?
A war against Iraq is going to create a lot of havoc in the Arab countries. On the one hand, people may not see eye to eye with the Iraqi president and may not consider him to be a good thing as far as the Iraqi people are concerned. On the other hand, of course, once he or the country comes under attack from the United States, people rally around him.
Indeed, in the 1991 Gulf War, the Palestinians sided with Saddam Hussein.
Yes, they did, and presumably also in this round, the people, you know, the man in the street, so to speak, whether the Palestinians or the rest of the people in the Arab world, will all feel that they've been personally or affronted by the attack by the United States. And, you know, this is why, in fact, it's far more useful to try and find other ways and means of achieving the purpose that the war is supposed to achieve, to make sure that the weapons of mass destruction are taken out of the way, perhaps also find a mechanism in order to democratize Iraq and have changes instituted in ways and means other than straightforward military confrontation.
Sari Nusseibeh is the Palestinian Authority's chief diplomatic spokesman. I also spoke with the former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak.